So we're here with Carolyn. Thanks for joining us, Carolyn.
Sure.
So could you tell us a little bit about your role and what you did in particular for SQL Server 2008?
Sure. My name is Carolyn Chow, and I'm the lead program manager for the reporting services team. So my team is responsible for the report authoring tools and reporting services. So we own Report Builder, Report Designer, and Model Designer. And so my team is really responsible for delivering those products end-to-end.
So in 2008, we offered a new offering there. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So with 2005, we had two report design tools. We had Report Builder 1.0 and Report Designer. And with 2008, we have a new version of Report Builder, which we're calling Report Builder 2.0. And it's a lot more like Visual Studio Report Builder, Report Designer, which means it has a lot more functionality and flexibility in terms of the types of reports that you can build with Report Builder now.
Cool. And so who's the target audience for those?
Report Builder 2.0 target audience is the end user, in what we call the information worker, so really the business user in the organization, the actual end user, rather than a technical person, an IT person.
Okay. And so what was it that inspired us to add another reporting tool to the mix?
Customers.
That's a good answer.
With Report Builder 1.0, you know, we entered the end user space. We wanted to have a tool that end users could use to actually create new reports with. And we found, based on customer feedback and feedback from our internal field, that it was a great start, but end users really wanted a lot more power in the types of reports they could create, and they didn't want to be constrained by the capabilities that the tool offered them. So when we went ahead and did Report Designer for 2008, we made sure that the same components could be used in Report Builder, so you get the same power that you could in Report Designer in Report Builder now.
I see. So could you sort of talk a little bit about architecturally, like what an organization who's implementing reporting services might have? Are they going to have report models, or are they going to have developers using Visual Studio to design reports,
right?
Or what's that sort of look like?
Yeah, so obviously enterprises now have tons and tons of data and all kinds of different data sources. So reporting services is really a platform that allows them to access any of that data across their enterprise. So you'd have a set of data sources that you'd work with. We do have our tools target different audiences. So Report Designer does target report developers in your organization, so more of the IT folks or the advanced power users who want to have integration with Visual Studio and work with other types of projects in Visual Studio. And then we have Report Builder 1, which focuses on ad hoc query capabilities, and then Report Builder 2 for information workers who want to design reports, any kind of reports. And all three tools use the report model capability. So if you have a model designer, someone who specializes in kind of making it easier for the end user to understand the underlying data source, so they're responsible for making that translation layer between the physical database and the logical database, the logical view that you want to show your end users, that's a model designer in your organization who would create that model, and then your end users would use that in order to create their reports and have a lot easier time than going directly against the underlying database.
Cool. So with the early adopters that we've seen out there, have people had a positive reaction to our new tools, or what have you seen?
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting. We've added a lot of functionality, not only to the servers, because that was a lot of the focus of 2008 was around scalability and architecture and making sure that we could scale both in terms of processing and on the server itself. But with the end user tools, it was really important to make sure that we could get good feedback about the types of reports that you could create, the flexibility of the new reporting, the new visualizations that we have, so chart and gauge, and just the ability to lay out reports in a way that you couldn't before, using a lot of the different, what we call Tablex layout, a lot more of the flexible layout capabilities.
So did your team do the Tablex? Because that's a big one.
It's a big one.
Right.
Yeah, so my team is responsible for how you interact with the design surface to create Tablex.
Okay.
So we have an engine team that's responsible for the actual language, the RDL components of Tablex, how it gets processed on the server side, but my team is responsible for all the end user interactions. So if you're building a report and you're looking at the layout surface and you're trying to right-click and figure out what the right-click menus are, that's us. So you can blame us for all of that.
Blame you. You gotta give your email address? I'm just kidding. So from a technical perspective, what were some of the major challenges and accomplishments that you oversaw for 2008?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that interaction that you're talking about with Tablex is so hard because it's so powerful now, and we want to make it easy even though it's powerful. So we've got this constant battle between how do we make it easier, but how do we keep people, how do we not hide the complexity so that they can actually create reports, you know, that are fairly complex, but do it in a way that makes sense to them. So for us in the report creation space, a lot of our challenges are really around how do I make the tool understandable to users when they're using it? How do I kind of interpret or what? Actually, we actually had a bug filed by a customer that said, I want a tool that reads my mind. So that's nice. Kind of our motto, right?
Right.
Is how do we create tools that kind of read people's minds and what they intend to build with their reports.
Was that an official bug on Connect?
Yeah, that was an official request on Connect.
Nice.
I want a read my mind tool.
Wow. That's quite a challenge.
Yep.
You think we're able to live up to that?
Yeah, I think it'll take us a couple more releases, but
right.
We're working on it.
Cool. So your role on the project, what is it that you do day in and day out?
Day in and day out, my job is to oversee and make sure that the features that we're committed to delivering are going to be in the releases that we say and they do what they say, right? So anything but write code. That's
right.
My job.
I see. Cool.
So keeping, keeping the schedule and making sure that the features get designed, make sure that they go through usability studies, making sure that the features actually do what they say they do.
It's a tall order. So, something that reminded me. So, Tablex, it's sort of a difficult concept to understand, and mm-hmm. I've tried to explain it to customers, and you have to use some graphics to sort of say what it's really all about.
Yeah.
So, where can people go to really learn what Tablex is? Because that's one of the big features that it's really different in this release. So, what are some resources for people to understand it and really unlock that power?
Yeah, we're trying to come up with a whole bunch of resources that people can use. Right now, our writers are working on a set of tutorials that will help people go through and define different types of reports, so you'll actually have a library of tutorials to work from.
Okay.
So you can go in and say, I want to build this kind of report. Where do I find the pieces, or how do I find the pieces to put this kind of report together? So that's a great resource. We've got a set of webcasts that we've done in the past that kind of give you an introduction to what the UI looks like, how generally to interact with it, and that's a good place to start also. And I do know that there are a couple of books that are being written already.
Okay.
So hopefully third parties will be writing books that help people kind of dig deeper into how it all works.
Great. So SQL Server 2008 is going to release in the next few days. So that must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it does. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, cool. So you're going to get a chance to take some vacation and relax? Or?
Yeah, maybe. I haven't decided yet. We're still trying to ship Report Builder 2. So we're still in the process of finishing up that release and making sure that it goes out really soon.
Great. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.